Okay, first of all, I'd like to apologize for not being here yesterday. I'd had some trouble with my vision for a couple days, and during the game I scratched my eye, so the doctors after the game checked and had me get in for an appointment, and I found out that I had a torn retina. And then Dr. Scott Sanderson and Dr. David Williams performed a procedure on my eye. Fortunately, they said if you don't take care of those things that you have a possibility of going blind. So that's why I wasn't here. Secondly, as you know, Norv Turner resigned today. Norv is a very, very good friend of mine. He has helped me in tremendously in the 3 years that I've been here. He's had an unbelievable career. He's been really my right-hand man, really, since I've been here. And he decided it was in the best interest of him to do this, and I accept the reasons. And they are personal, and I probably won't get into the reasons why he did, but I'd be glad to answer any questions.
How shocked were you when Norv told you he was going to resign?
I was very, very surprised.
Like, was this a personal decision? Norv okay? Or was this something football-wise?
I believe he's okay, yeah. I don't know. You'd have to ask him. He didn't tell me he's ill.
So there was no thought of making any kind of change at that position? It was all his decision?
Yes. There was no thought of that.
Who will be the new offensive coordinator? How do you guys shake it out?
Well, Pat Shermer's going to take over there, and he's going to call the plays. I think that whole group has had a lot of good conversation, a lot of good work together. So we're going to continue to move forward and try and get better.
How difficult is it to do it in the middle of a season and now with a short week with Detroit to make the change?
Well, I didn't make the change.
Well, I mean, it made a change made.
Yeah. Things happen. We all got to work together and continue to move forward.
Mike, it's been reported that there was a difference of opinion of where the offense was going. Are those reports accurate? Would you describe it as that as well?
No, I would not. I would not describe that. I would say that since Norv has been here, I've given him almost 100% total free will in everything that they've done offensively. Obviously, I'll come in and make suggestions, but there really has never been a time that I've demanded anything from there.
Mike, can you just take us through the timeline? You get back late Monday night. You had surgery yesterday morning. So when did you talk to Norv? How did this play out?
I was here all day yesterday after the surgery, but I actually stayed here last night, but Norv came in this morning about 6:30, I guess.
Mike,
came in my office.
Why did he indicate that was in the best interest of the team for him to resign?
I don't know. You'll have to ask him. I mean, we sat and we had a long conversation. I'm not, you know, I wasn't going to make a change. I had no indication that this was going on, but
I mean, the performance of the last 2 weeks offensively had any impact at all on this?
Well, it didn't for me, but you know, I don't know. You'd have to ask Norv about that, I guess. He, you know, we're all trying to work together to get better, and obviously we haven't performed well the last 2 weeks. But
Mike, did he indicate that this came up pretty quickly, or something that they've been thinking about a little bit longer?
I don't know. I mean, he didn't really say that. No.
Did you try to convince him to stay on?
We talked for a long time about a lot of things, and you know, I told him my feelings for him and how much, you know, that I respect him and the things that he's done and the things that he's continued to do and how hard he's trying to get it going, and you know, and he was pretty set in his ideas and in his reasons, and you know, and I hope that, you know, we always continue to be friends.
Mike, what was your assessment of how things were going offensively with Shermer and Sperano on staff with
with Norm this year?
I think good. I think they had very good. I think everybody had good input and dialogue.
Do you think you'll entrust Pat in the same way that you did Norm in terms of running the offense, or will you step in a little bit more?
You know, I always had really good dialogue with Norv, so I think I'll continue to have good dialogue with those guys. You know, we'll just have to see how things go.
Because you have
retirement to you.
He never said retirement to me. He said resign.
You had said in an interview last week that you might take, in a radio interview, that you might take more of a role in the offense. Was that your thinking if Norv had stayed? And maybe in hindsight, do you wish you had taken more of a role in the offense over the last few years?
No, I feel like what I've had to do is has been in the best interest of this team and for us moving forward. So, and secondly, I can't go back and say, I wish I would have done this or I wish I would have done that. I just go and do what I think is best at the time.
What do you think a fresh perspective could do right now for the scheme, for the personnel, and confidence wise with the offensive unit?
Say it one more time.
What do you think a fresh perspective can do for where the unit is right now, confidence-wise, personnel, scheme?
I don't know. I think, we'll have to see on that. It's really hard to say. I know that the players really respect Norv. I know the coaches do. I know I certainly do. So we'll just have to see how that goes. I do think that, it's hard to do a lot of things different during the season, but we were all working collectively to try to get our players better. We're trying to get the scheme better, try to be more efficient offensively, and so.
Mike, earlier you said Norv said it was for the best interest for him. Did you mean him or for the team?
Well, he kind of told me both. He felt like it was best interest for him and best interest for the team. So.
Just to confirm, the rest of the coaching staff staying intact?
Yes.
And will you try to replace that position then?
No.
Shermer, of course, moving to interim, but now there's an extra spot on the coaching staff. Would you?
No.
There wasn't any kind of disagreement, I don't mean by fight or argument, just a disagreement with philosophy.
No.
Like after two losses and this change in the middle of the week, did it feel like things need to be stabilized a little bit, or how do you kind of keep the guys going in the right direction?
Well, I do think, that we've hit a rough spot in the season, and, we need to get back on track. So, and this is just part of, unfortunately, one part of some of the things that go on throughout the course of the year, obviously the season's a long time, and not everything's going to go smooth, as I found out over the 3 years. So we'll just, keep trying to do the things we have to do to continue to get better.
Mike, with your procedure, what does this mean for you in terms of film review or what your vision's going to be like going forward? Is this going to be affected?
No, I've been watching film with one eye all week, or all, whatever it is, and I've had to wear reading glasses so I can write down because the one eye I can't see out of when I write. So, fortunately, it's probably a good thing that I scratched my eye during the game. Otherwise, I may not have caught it in time. But hopefully, everything will be all right.
Mike, what was the assessment on Jake Long's play?
Well, I thought he did some good things. He obviously had a holding penalty and got beat on one. But for the most part, I thought he held his own. He still got a lot of more things to do and get better. And that's what we're trying to work on.
How much thought of it all did you give to Tony or Scott or anybody else taking over rather than Pat as interim OC?
I just felt like it was the best thing to do. To me, it's more about the corroboration of everybody as opposed, Tony's very involved in the running game and Scott's really involved with the quarterback. And I know that Pat had a pretty good relationship with Sam, so I just thought that would be the easiest, smoothest way to go.
Had Norv been calling 100% of the plays, or were other guys taking series or quarters?
Yeah.
100%?
Yeah. He got input from other people.
Right.
During Norv's 3 years, you were 27th, 29th, and 31st in total offense. Can you assess his three seasons and how much of that had to do with the injuries and not having Peterson for a lot of the time?
Well, I think, first of all, I think Norv is a great coach, a great teacher, a great person. And, you know, I think the thing that he's helped us with, and one of the things included winning a division championship in the second year, more so than stats, was understanding how we had to play as a team with the people that we had at the time, with the young quarterback, without a running back, with the way things were going with injuries. So, you know, part of it isn't just about statistics. It's about doing what's the best thing for the team. I haven't talked to him yet.
Time for two more.
What do you remember when you hired him? What was it that you liked? Did you know him well before you hired him, Mike? And then what did
I knew him a little bit personally, but obviously I played against him, and I knew a lot of people that were with him. And Norv always made it difficult when you were playing against him, but even more so getting to know him. Getting to know him as a person in these last 3 years has been.
TJ Clemens really struggled the other night. Are there any thoughts on putting Jeremiah back there at right tackle?
We'll just have to see as the week goes. Thank you.
Did you say you have a detached retina or a torn retina?
It's torn.
Torn, okay.
Yes.
Okay.